Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today. Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, their real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
All right, guys. Welcome back. Earn Your Leisure. This is going to be a legendary episode. Yeah, something I'm very, very,
the making of it, for sure.
Very, very excited about. Before we start, we got some news for you guys. Atlanta, we come in January 25th, January 26th. We're doing a two-day weekend takeover.
It's going to be
sad. January 25th, we're having a live podcast with the PTG boys. If you know Brandon, he was on our podcast. These young cats out of the city, and they sell cars, but they moving around like Alpo and Rich Porter in the 80s. Like, they got helicopters and Lamborghinis and all that.
He came to my house the other day. He was like, yo, man, if I know y'all live this far, I would just took the chopper.
So PTG is going to be in the building. Mr. and Mrs. 2 weeks out. Crazy fitness Atlanta. Couple in Atlanta. They got the whole fitness game and smash on Atlanta.
Definitely.
Kiana Watson, celebrity realtor, superstar realtor in Atlanta, and our brother Kenny Burns will be in the building as well.
Bullheaded bearded crew. We here. We're gonna be there.
Sure. So it's gonna be
y'all got a crazy lineup.
Yeah, it's gonna be crazy. We're gonna have open bar, private networking event, private dinner. It's crazy.
And that's just day one.
Facts. Day two, we got a workshop with Alex Good Energy, trucking guru
legend,
out in Atlanta.
Legend.
Andy from Y2K Credit Solutions, going to get your credit right.
Peace to the brother.
Our guy, MG Mortgage Guy. Everything you need to know about mortgages, real estate, you're going to cover all of that. And then Max Maxwell, the king of wholesaling, going to talk about wholesaling. So it's going to be crazy. We're going to have all of our other alumni, friends. Yo, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. I ain't going to hold you. So all the tickets, all that's on our website, earnyourleisure.com, under the events tab.
Yeah, hit that tab.
Yo, don't wait.
Yeah,
please,
people ask
wait,
a lot of
man.
Questions that are already on the tab. So just go to the tab. Everything that you need to know about the event is there. The yeah. VIPs, the one-offs, everything's there.
Everything's
go to the
there. Tab. So, all right, we're going to jump right into this. We got my brother, Wallow 267, the legend himself. So,
yeah, Instagram. It's been a long time in the making.
Yeah,
man.
People have been asking for this episode for a long time, and I'll get a backstory. Actually, Wallow, I don't even know if I ever told Wallow this, but Wallow actually is one of the reasons why we even have Earn Your Leisure, because so what happens was, for months before we had a podcast, I was following Wallow, and Wallow is dope. I'll tell the whole story, but he was putting like motivational videos on Instagram. Like he'd do like push-ups in the rain, jumping out of garbage cans,
jump out the tree.
Yeah, so I'm watching these clips, but you know, it's a lot of motivational speakers on Instagram, but his was actually like hitting me. Like I'm like, yo, so I was sending it to like Troy, I was sending it to all my friends, like, yo, watch this, like, check this shit out. And they're like, yo, this is actually pretty dope. And so I put a clip about 50 Cent taking equity and vitamin water. And he actually DM'd me. No, he followed me. He followed me first. And I was actually out. I'm like, oh, shit, Wallow followed me. Look. They're like, oh, that's dope.
I was
dope.
Like, nah, bro.
Yeah, I said, nah. I'm like, no, actually, I was with one of my young boys. And I'm like, yo, Wallow. He's like, yo, you made it, bro. Like, that's big.
That's
like,
crazy.
That's big. Like, Wallow followed you. So then he called me. He called me the next. He DM'd me. He's like, yo, what's your number? He called me the next day, and we spoke for like an hour. And he just gave me free game. Like, yo, this is dope. You should do more of this. The backstories of finance, of like entertainment. Like, this is like something that this is a whole lane you can carve out. And I'm like, yeah. He's like, yeah. You should just like. That's a lane, like the backstory. And that's how Earn Your Leisure, like that's our tagline, the backstories of sports entertainment. So that kind of like encouraged me to do more. So yeah, man, Wallow, it's a legendary story. You know, he was incarcerated for 20 years at 17, came out and just hit the ground running, like literally hit the ground running.
Yeah.
And in just over 2 years, has the number one podcast on Apple Music, has endorsement deals with tons of companies.
A book.
the merch popping. Has
that was an ebook. That really don't count.
Everything counts, man. Yeah, I mean, we're going to run down this whole thing, but it's really just inspiring. So first and foremost, thank you. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Thanks for coming,
pleasure
man.
To be here, man. This is y'all the guys out here, man. Straight up.
Nah, it's real, because when we got the phone, when he told me, like, yo, I'm about to speak to Wallow, he was like, yo, I'm like, yo, you think I can hear it?
No, you know, it's like, I was so excited to speak to him, because it was like, yo, this dude is giving it to, like, you know, I might have pushed people, you know, in a different way, but the information that he had, I was like, yo, this is going to grab people, grab people's attention and make them want to learn.
Mm-hmm.
See, like, you know, learning ain't always cool where we from. So to be able to, you know, encourage people to learn through people that they see as celebrities, and you giving up their information, and you throwing these dollar signs up there, and they got a story with it. Oh, it was like, you know, sort of like what I do. It was like medicine and candy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I was like, yo, this is decent. That's what I was telling you, like, yo, because there was so many stories that we want to know about, wherever sneaker deals, wherever, water, all type of deals is going on that we don't really hear about.
Yeah.
Like, you see how this dude made all his money. You're like, yo, who this guy? And like, it'd be somebody you probably don't even know that created a patent or trademarked something, or, you know, just an idea that went, you know what I mean? Or just negotiated a deal. And you like, yo, oh, he negotiated that? You know, and it can inspire you.
Yeah.
And I think that was necessary when I seen that.
That definitely was the intention, because not only does it inspire you, but it also inspires another generation to see, like, yo, this is possible.
Yeah.
I could do this because he did it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's pretty much what we rooted in.
So, like, a lot of people know your story as far as, like, you know, motivation coming out the being incarcerated. But to me, I told you this before, like, to me, the business story to me is like what really interests me, because it's like we see you, you know, you've done deals with Puma, Foot Locker, Hennessy, NFL Network, TED Talks, Global Citizens, all of that, right? And like I said, number one podcast, merch, trademarks, book, all of that stuff. But at what point, because we spoke about this on the phone, like at what point did you see the direction that the world was changing while you're actually incarcerated and map out a strategy to hit the ground running when you come home? Because I know when you first came home, the first business that you had was selling T-shirts, like literally like just on the street corner, right?
Yeah, it was just like, that was the first thing. But when I was in prison, it was like, I used to read a lot, man. And it was a guy called Anthony Bourdain. He was a legend to me. That was like a teacher from far away, because Anthony Bourdain had three shows, No Reservation, Parts Unknown, and The Layover. And I used to watch him on like, you know, different channels, Discovery Channel, all type of Travel Channel, all the CNN. And this dude used to be a heroin addict. Mm-hmm. And he got himself together. He used to just be all over the world and exposing people to different cultures and different ways of life and ways of thinking. So I was up on him. Then I used to read all the time, Entrepreneur, Forbes, Black Enterprise. And I would read as much as possible, Rolling Stone, GQ, Vanity Fair. And I would read articles about people making it happen, technology, Wired Magazine. And when people used to come to prison, I used to always interview people like about life. Mm-hmm. I wanted to know what was going on in life. Because in jail, life stopped. It's not really life. It's not no oxygen. And so when people would come, I would want to escape the reality I was going through. So my way to escape was I would just interrogate them, man, like ask them 1,000 questions, man, so about
like
life.
Somebody new coming in.
Yeah, new coming in. Okay. And when I first heard about Google and YouTube, I was like, man, I didn't believe somebody when they first told me about Google, because it was like, what? You could type your name. And I said, why would my name be in there? I've been in jail. Like, how could you type my name in something to come up? And, you know, I used to write it down in a thing called The Book of Life. The Book of Life is a book that I had, a composition book, and I used to write everything down all over. Every inch of that I would use to write. I mean, I might be talking to you or tell me something about an app, or you might tell me something about a website. But I got to remember that. I don't care what time. I got all type of stuff written in that Book of Life, you know. And it just was like, one day I'm going to look into it. So my homie, he had access to a wireless hotspot and an iPod Touch. And once he gave me that, it was like, I came alive.
When the first time you saw an iPod, did you think it was like alien? And like, what did
man,
you?
Man, I dropped it because I couldn't believe it when I typed it up and stuff was just popping up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? My name and stuff was popping up that, you know, I was thinking it was like, yo, this is like, and I thought I had something that nobody in the world had, just Google. Google was like, it was like a university to me. It was like free university. You could find anything, you could learn anything.
Right.
And just typing that how to on YouTube. So I was like, I was like, yo, I couldn't believe it. I thought this was like unreal. I'm like, this is nowhere in the world, this people, we got this. And because I thought like with this, I got an edge. And I said, damn, I got an edge on everybody out here.
Yeah.
I got the edge.
Now, you know, that's powerful, because it's like a lot of times we take stuff for granted, like on the outside, right? Or just people in general. And I never forget, like when my cousin came home from jail, and he did like, I think 10 or 11 years, and he saw the iPhone for the first time, and he didn't know, like he was looking at it, but he didn't say he didn't know what it, but I could tell he had no idea what was going on. He's like how you touch it? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like what's going on? So it's like, things like that is like, we don't fully understand how powerful what we have are. Like the phone is the most powerful invention ever created.
Mm-hmm.
You got a library. Anything that's ever happened in the history of the world is right in the palm of your hand.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So at that time, when you're discovering these things, are you formulating like, yo, how am I going to use these things once I leave?
To be honest with you, I just was like, yo, I always was a dude that was always a grinder, like a hustler, you know? Because growing up, I was a part of a crew called the Lowlifes, who we used to boost and steal. You know, they originated.
Polo?
Yeah, they originated from.
They did a documentary on them.
Yeah, they originated from New York.
Brooklyn. Yeah, yeah.
You know, my OG was a cat named B. Bill. Rest in peace, Shice Low. He the one that gave me the name Wildo. My real name is Wallace, but they used to call me Lil Wally. He made it Wildo. So I used to boost and steal, all that stuff. So I always had like a hustle to me. So I used to sell things all the time.
That's where the low part comes in.
So I used to sell things all the time. And when I was in jail, I always studied marketing. I studied colors. I studied attention span. I understood about when I see a commercial on TV, I used to love watching commercials in jail. You know, like you may watch and look at a commercial like that, and I'm watching like, yo, I wonder what advertising agency made this that they gave the, you know, gave the, you know, contract to shoot all the commercials. I'm looking at the colors, I'm looking at the time frame, I'm looking at the excitement of the you know, to catch your jaw. And so I'm like, yo, man, I studied the t-shirt game because it was like, t-shirts ain't gonna never die out. And I used to sell clothes. I said, I'm gonna get out there, I'm gonna throw some t-shirts, I'm gonna get some bold fonts, I'm gonna get some catchy sayings in his arm. I'm gonna go out there because I just knew stuff. I study symbolism. And I said, when I go out here, it's on. Because I said, I literally said, I'm gonna fuck shit up out here because people sleep. Because as I was be on Google and all, I used to be on social media and I used to see that people was out here celebrating nothing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my God, I got it to, you know, because, you know, for me to be able to have this leverage of being in prison, because in prison, everybody is like on dinosaur time. They stuck in the time that they came in on. Mm-hmm. And you know, they're part of a world that don't exist no more. So what that did is that put me up in today. It told me about tomorrow. And I was like, it's nothing can stop me with this. If I got this, that's all I, you know, would say and tell my people, I just want two phones. When I come home, you know what I mean? I just want two, you know what I mean? And it was like, I'm gonna go out here and I'm gonna just destroy this shit. And I knew people lack grind, they lack imagination. And I knew that, you know, even though I was coming out of prison 37, it was like, I'm gonna be coming out of prison 37, but at the same time, I'm really still gonna be a kid with my imagination, because jail stagnated. Jail didn't give me the experience that an average person would have. Like as an adult, you know, you grow, you get experience, and you start to know more things that whereas though it limit your imagination, because you feel as though, oh, that can't be done, this can't be done, that can't be. As a child, you had an unbelievable imagination, right? Because you haven't ran up against no walls yet. So I still was in that mind of, my imagination is everything, and I was like, oh, I could do any fucking thing, yeah, you know?
That's powerful. You still had the ability to dream.
Yeah,
to dream
I still big. Was dreaming.
That's dope.
I still was dreaming.
So when you were like, you said you were coming up with slogans, like, are you writing these down in the life book? Like,
yeah, book of life.
They're coming up to
I will
to
write
head.
Stuff down. I'll be talking trash, or we might be talking. I might see someone to think of something, remake, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it's always money in Philadelphia. You know, that was a slogan come from, it's always sunny in Philadelphia,
the
TV
show. Yeah.
So I said, I would go with that. And I started printing that on shirts. And it was like game time. Like it was like.
So when you come home, like what's the first steps of getting a t-shirt? How do you? Because you come home, you don't have any money at all.
No, I had a couple dollars.
Okay.
Some from my books. A couple people hit me off, gave me a couple dollars, but it don't take nothing to start like a t-shirt line. Like you know me.
Just went to the local printer. I want this is what I want. They printed it up for you.
Any city you in, you got a. You always gonna have t-shirt wholesalers. Somewhere in your town is gonna be where they sell wholesale t-shirts, hoodies, whatever. Mm-hmm. I went there. I heard about a guy named Mark, you know, from Hustlers Union. I heard about him in jail because I knew a guy and I knew people that was dealing with him. My homie girl was dealing with him. She had a clothing line. And when I came home, she took me to him like, yo, here you go. And I was like, okay, it's on. And I would just buy a certain, I forget how many it was, probably like 20. I bought him, took him to him, paid a couple dollars for the shirt, a couple dollars for the silk screening. And I just went with it. I just was like, all right, I'm gonna go sell these. I was selling t-shirts in the wintertime.
Hand to hand?
Hand to hand, man, like Coke. You know what I mean? You sell crack, you good. So, and I just started selling them, and I just start feeling it.
At that point, when you're coming up with these slogans, in your mind, like, obviously you've been studying, are you thinking about, like, I gotta trademark this? Or you
No,
just
I
like,
already knew about trademarks, because yeah. I ran into intellectual property attorney. He was in jail, and, he gave me the game about that, and I read about it.
Okay.
But he would tell me about intellectual, because I'm like, intellectual property? What the hell? What type of real estate you got? You see what I'm saying? Because you say property. And then he said, you know, in the reality, that is like real estate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's still property. It's still stuff that you can make money off forever.
Yeah, it's property in your mind.
You know, license. And then I used to watch Shark Tank, and I would see them talking about, you know, asking people they own the joint, and talking about licenses and royalties of the trademark. And I'm like, oh, shit, this is the game.
Yeah.
So I always was fascinated with trademarks and understanding that. And like, so I said, okay, I'm a trademark shit. And I just write stuff down, write company names, write ideas down. And I was like, I'm a trademark this shit.
So one thing I was actually curious about, because it's a business podcast, but we talk about like criminal justice reform and stuff like that. Like when people come home from jail, like for probation and stuff like that, they got to show that they're working. They get a job. They have to have a job, right? Like how did that work out for you? Like being an entrepreneur, they let you rock with that or?
Like me, I went, she'd be like, I told her, I don't know what it was, my parole agent just believed in me. I told her what I was gonna do, because when I came home, like my scores And if I was going, you know, you take like tests, mm-hmm. like, and some of these tests show if you're going, you know, what's your chances of reoffending or whatever. I had low. She was like, you ain't really no problem. I ain't really, you don't use drugs, you don't, what's the name? And I lived like a good, probably like 200 to 300 feet from the parole office, literally.
Oh, wow.
Like I was right there. Like, no, my grandma, I was living in my grand. So it was like, she wasn't worrying about me, you know what I mean? She just like, some mandated, you gotta go to this job fair or whatever, I go. But I just started getting it, selling my shirt, and I was getting it, man, you know? And before I knew it, it was game time.
Yeah.
Started doing advertising for people on Instagram, you know, to build my thing up. And it was like, it was over at that. I was just getting paid to speak, and it was like, okay, I'm in the game.
All right, so in the next segment, we're gonna talk about that. We're gonna talk about your transition from selling t-shirts to blowing up and being a social media influencer. All right, so I want to talk about social media marketing, because a lot of people, everybody that has a business right now, I think, has to be marketing themselves online somehow. And everybody's trying to do it, but a lot of people is not doing it correctly. They're not doing it right. But you caught wildfire. Like, so, all right, your social media campaign, was that deliberate, or was that just you was just doing it and just kind of caught steam, and before you knew it, you just, like, did you have a plan for that, or you just was doing it and that's how it was already done?
You know, I knew the attention span. I knew that I had to battle with the timeline. So what I did was I knew that wherever I'm laying on the ground with ketchup on my head, or wherever I'm jumping off a roof, I had to grab your attention, because I had to battle with the girl that was naked, mm-hmm. on Instagram, the dude with all the jewelry on, the sister with all the designer shit on, dude with all the designer shit on, the rapper, the athlete. So I said, I'm gonna give y'all something that nobody doing out here. Nobody. But I'm gonna give it to you with a message, because you gonna stop when you see me laying on the ground with the ketchup. You gonna stop when you see me jumping off a roof, and then I'm gonna be able to pop it in that 1 minute and give you a message. You know, like, once again, you know, medicine in the candy. So it was like, it wasn't no big plot or plan. It was just like, I just was giving the message out, you know, and it just was my natural me being me. Like, I knew that everybody out here was afraid to be themselves. So if you got people on Instagram really being themselves, really not worrying about how you look at me, I'm really not trying to impress you with things, or, man, you could kill shit. And that's what I did, you know? I just was, me naturally being me was marketing.
Yeah, that's a fact. And I always tell people that's the best way. Like, people ask even me all the time, like, you know, different tips. And I'm like, you gotta be original. Me and Troy, I just had this conversation with somebody yesterday. Like, you gotta find your own lane. Mm-hmm. Like, there's really no set rhyme or reason or formula. It's like, what works for you? Like, this works for us, but what works for you? And I think a lot of times, especially with social media, everybody's trying to like duplicate what's already hot. And the problem, you're always running a race where you're behind somebody. Like, you're following, and then mm-hmm. it's like a turn. Now you gotta follow that turn. Now you gotta follow this turn. It's like, if you want your own path, yeah. you don't gotta worry about yeah. what
you know. You know
doing.
What's crazy? I was thinking about that shit, and I was thinking about the stay in your own lane, John. And I realized, I was talking to a social of mine. I said, man, I'm coming to the conclusion that whole mindset might be a little dated, because we living in a world where as though it's like, you ever notice how you driving? You got different lanes. You got this mm-hmm. lane. You got the speed lane. If you're trying to get somewhere, you be banging all types of lanes. Speed lane, slow it up. Car slow and speed up. Bang, you bet. Like, I think you got to change lanes sometimes. You got, because the way the game is and the way the culture now is changed so much. Whereas though, can you keep up with the speed of culture? You know, Troy Carter once said that, and that's the real reality of it is, you might jump in a lane, and you really might be multi-talented.
Right.
Like, you might be like, that's just like tell a dude, oh man, everybody might come up, get their money some way, but everybody always preach real estate, real estate, real estate, real estate, real estate, all the billionaire real estate. You know the saying, all the billionaires got multiple revenue streams, yeah. All the billionaires got real estate, right? You know the same old cliche yeah. shit you always hear. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you'll have a dude that got the real estate, but at the same time, he probably came up from a juice company.
Right.
You got a dude that got the real estate, same time he came up probably off of music. This dude, athlete. This yeah. dude might got restaurants. This dude might have gas. This dude might sell, landscaping stuff. So it's like, what do you know what I mean? It's like people is getting money, and then, but at the same time, they say stay in your lane. Then at the same time, they say have multiple revenue streams.
Right.
So it's like, what the fuck do you do? But so, just do what you feel.
It's a million lanes, man. But the key is to remain authentic. Even back to what Shai was saying, it was like somebody was asking us, like, yo, how do y'all do it? And it was like, well, we've been friends for 25 plus years. It's not a how do we do it. It's just naturally what we do. But that's, I'm glad you said that. Like, diversifying your mind, right? Because mm-hmm. like you said, like, if I stay in my one lane, like I'm a teacher, like, people will only keep me in that lane. So like, when they hear me even talking about business, it's like, you're not supposed to do that. Like, you know that, you know those things? It's like a shock to people. And then you get to diversify from there. It's like, yeah, I could do this, I could do this. And then you surprise yourself. You're like, damn,
like,
I really did that.
Like, you gotta look at it like, I don't even try to categorize myself. Because like, you know what I mean? I advertise, you know what I'm saying? Which is marketing for myself, for brands. Mm-hmm. You know, I do speaking engagements. You know what I'm saying? I'm a host of a podcast. You know what I mean? I manufacture merch. You see what I'm saying? I create, you know, I sell merch. Like,
what,
come
what, mean, can, what can't you do?
Yeah, what can't you do?
No, I, you know, I don't rap or play sports. You know what I mean? But it's like, well, you know what I mean? But it's like, at the same time, like, what if I box myself?
Yeah. Nah, for sure. You gotta leave all your options open. I just think you still you have to be authentic.
Yeah, you gotta be authentic in what you think.
Because a lot of times I think people are chasing something that they're not. That's what I mean by like chasing something, like not chasing like in different directions, different lanes, but chasing like, okay, this is the wave on Instagram, comedian, I'm gonna be an Instagram comedian. Oh, this is the wave on Instagram, I'm gonna do this on Instagram. It's like, it's not sustainable, because that's not
that,
who you
are.
See
that, like, because it's like, it's not, you're not comfortable with it. Like, I'm comfortable with getting up every day and fucking shit up, throwing a video, doing a video. I'm cool with that. I do that shit in my sleep. And I'm cool with that. You know what I mean? It's good when you can inspire people. Like, I seen a lot of people come after me and wanted to do whatever they was doing, and I respected it. I don't feel no type of way. They ain't got nothing to do with what I'm doing, you know? I guess you just see people, and you just like, I wish people could just, I want people to win. And I wish they do find their thing, you know? And it ain't never too late to figure it out. You can find that shit, you know what I mean? Like, I just be like going hard at what I know, and I'm always adding some new shit to my arsenal.
So one thing you told me outside, he was like, when you was in Soho, and you was walking around, he was like, most people when they look at they look at the store, they look at thing, they looking at the store's name, but you looking like as a possible advertiser. Like,
I'm looking at it as they need advertisement. They could be a sponsor for a podcast. They could be a sponsor for an event. They could be a sponsor for community, give back or activate. And like, that's how I see that. I don't see, like, I see things differently when I see them. I'm like, okay, bang. But everything is about the introduction to that idea.
Yeah.
A lot of times you have an idea, but if the introduction to that idea to who you presenting it to don't grab them, I mean, that's why a lot of times you see movies, as soon as the movie come on, you see something happen, a car chase, somebody shot, somebody getting killed, you hit a gun. And then they say 6 months earlier. But the introduction grabbed you, made you sit here. You're like, damn, I want to see what's to this. And sometimes that's what it be. You know, everybody out here, man, all these businesses, they always looking for new ways to market, you know? Because, you know, you got this technology. Everybody want to be a part. Everybody want to be hip. They want to be cool. They want the followers. The big brands even do. So,
yeah,
you know, it's
for
like,
sure. Social media is the new rock stars, the influencers, yeah, for sure.
So you got to try to figure out how can we partner.
So how did that happen? Because I remember one thing you told me a while ago too is like, don't always worry about like big brands and stuff like that. Like, it might be a small mom and pop that wants to do an Instagram ad. Like, I tell people that all the time, especially like when you first starting out. But like, at what point did you transition to like bigger brands? Like, did that just happen through relationships, or did you reach out to them? Like, how did that?
In the game out here, everything goes off of relationships. It goes off of your traction out here. And then when you, like, it goes off multiple things. But when you get hot, man, I'm telling you, man, you get hot out here, they coming looking for you.
I mean, you're, I wouldn't say climb. It was like, it's been 2.5 years, right?
It's been actually 34 months.
So at what point, I mean, was it just hot from the start? Like, or
no,
were there, you
no,
know, how,
people,
what was the process?
It took time. Like, all right, I was out of jail probably 6 months, and that was the first time I got a real serious speaking check. I think the first speaking check I got was like, was it $600? I spoke at the school, but I wasn't sure. This dude gave me like six. My first advertising check I got was $500 for 1 minute ad on Instagram.
Okay.
And like 6 months outside of me being, 6 months of me being home, I done a speaking thing with a speaking engagement. I did it for 15 minutes.
Big business.
He gave me $2,000 for 15 minutes. I said, oh shit, it's game time. I remember I sent that to my parole officer. Business. I said, this is what I'm doing. She said, holy shit. My parole officer, I sent a copy of the check, and I did this how I'm doing it out here.
That was based off of what you had been curating already on social media.
Yeah, it was based off of my valuation that he had for me, because I didn't know what I was going to get.
Yeah. He's from Philly, right?
Yeah, he just said, come and do it. I went and done it. And he gave me that, you know, and it was like $2,000 for 15 minutes. I only been out of jail 6 months. Game time. Well, this is my worth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I knew everybody probably couldn't pay that, but I knew where to start from.
Yeah.
I knew, damn, if I get $2,000 plus travel, I could do this. Then I started making moves, you know what I mean? I understood what a one sheet was. I started looking up, damn, what do a contract look like? What type of, you know, a speaking engagement contract? What did it look like? I'm going online, pulling joints down, going to speakers' pages. Like, everything you want is already out there.
So you're doing it yourself. You're not like, oh, I got to get an agent.
I didn't really have no agent, but I had friends, you know what I mean, that would help me. And then people do stuff for me, like Nadia, Nisa, you know, my lawyer, Shay M. Lawson. You know what I mean? One thing about my lawyer, man, y'all might got to get her at that thing on when y'all going. Shay M. Lawson, she's from Cleveland, but she live in Atlanta. She practiced out of Atlanta. She's an intellectual property attorney and all that stuff. And I met her down in Atlanta. Like, I wasn't home that long. And she was like, listen, man, I'm going to help you. She helped me things. She got me at A3C. She at A3C Festival.
She got me there
the first year home speaking there. You know, and she was like, listen, you ain't got that much money. Give me what you're going to give me. I'm going to help you get your stuff trademarked. Whatever you give me for the filing fees. And I love her. You know what I mean? She always done that. Like, she's if you listen to this, check out Shay M. Lawson on Instagram. She really she know her stuff. You know what I mean? And I ran into like a couple deals, little small stuff. You know what I mean? $5,000-$6,000 type joint. She would make sure that
it was right.
Read the account. No, take this out. Take that out. She's a beast. You know what I mean? But her, you know, I had people like her. I had Nisa. I had Nadia. Then was like one thing I learned about the game out here, like when you're doing stuff, women approach is way different. Mm. Like, they really be on shit for you.
Invest in women.
Like, you got people like, it's women out here that would try to, like, most of my journey was like women that would throw the plug, throw the alley hoop, you know what I mean? Yeah. It was different women, and they position you different. Like, they be really on that shit. Mm-hmm. They work hard. They work different. Seem like a lot of dudes be bullshitting, though. They be trying to compete with you, or they be trying to be popping, so it'd be crazy. Not all of them, but some of them, you know.
So, the thing I like about it is the whole package is very polished, like your website and your bio and all of that.
Listen, man, I'll tell you, I done had different websites. It took time, and it took me just looking at people. Mm. Like, a lot of times, if you gotta, whatever you're trying to do, like I tell people, look at the people that's doing what you're doing on the next level. You see what I'm saying? If you're trying to be a speaker, you know what I mean? You got to look at speaker pages. Look and see how much they charge. And look at their website. Look how it look.
Who was the guy that, or the people that you looked at when you were going, trying to model? Like, you know what? He's doing that or she's doing that. This is what I need to do. I need to charge this. Like, who would somebody?
No, I think the charge was like, because some people prices were astronomical. You know what I'm saying?
Still are.
like you got some people, you was like, damn, you know what I mean? I'm like, I'm going to get that. I'm going to be getting that 50,000. It's like a lot of speakers out here. Like, you know what I mean? You got the Les Brown. You got the Eric Thomas. You got the David Goggins. You got these type of dudes that's out there. You got the Icky Johnson. But the dude that really broke it down for me was a guy named Maurice Claret.
Shout out to my guy. Shout out to Maurice Claret.
One thing about him is that, you know, he gave me the game, because once when Maurice Claret came out of prison, was doing his thing, his 30 for 30 documentary came out.
Powerful.
His email got swamped, like 1,000 emails. People wanted to book him. He didn't know how to do it. So he got with people. People wasn't there for him. Ain't try to give him the game. So he seen when I was coming home, he sent me an email, and I was like, hold up. I know this nigga. I was watching his team. I know this nigga, Maurice Corlett, the Ohio State. I reached out, so I hit him. I'm like, yo, man. I'm like, oh, shit, yo. And what's crazy, like, at the beginning of my journey, when I was living with my grandma, I was talking to Maurice every morning. He'd be working out. He'd be talking to me. I got my earphones. I'm shooting my videos. It's raining, whatever. And he's just like, yeah, man, you got something special, man. Wow. You're gonna be that guy. That's all he used to tell me. Maurice used to be like, yo, man, I'm telling you, man. I see it in you, man. I don't look at a lot of kids. You know, he'd be like, it's a lot of corny shit on internet. I don't be looking at a lot of these cornballs. You know what I mean? He'd be like, your shit is like, it's real. It's passion. It's real. I'm telling you, you're gonna be like, all right, man. I'll hear you, Maurice. But right now, I'm living with my grandma. I'm JBM, just barely making it. Maurice was a pusher. He was a dude that, you know, you gotta have them pushers in your life. He was a dude that used to push me, be like, yo, you the shit. You got it. There's something gonna happen. And he, you know what I mean, he always say to the day, like, I told you. He'd be like, I told you it's going to pop. He said, you ain't even heat up for real yet. Like, he still be talking like that. So it was like, he was a guy that told me about, you need a contract, you need this, you need a, you know what I mean, you need a one sheet, you need, like, he gave me a lot of game.
What's a one sheet?
A one sheet is basically like, but all your stuff on there. You got the one sheet and you got the EPK, electronic press kit. Mm-hmm. One sheet is like all the brands you work with, or like buy all your stuff, or, you know what I mean, stuff like that. You got the logos on there. And he gave me a lot of game, man.
You gave me game too, as far as the deck.
We had no idea.
A lot of people don't know about the deck.
Proposal deck. Yeah, that's necessary when you got something you're trying to propose or whatever. Sponsorship deck.
Yeah.
Like, you know, them everything, you know what I learned? Whatever you're trying to do is already on Google, bro. Like, you can see templates, you can see somebody else. Like, if you type in sponsorship deck, it'll pop up, you know, and then you got people like, you know, on Fiverr, you get it done on Fiverr. You know, all you got to do is just have all the language and they'll put it in the format, you know, put the pictures there, they'll do anything. And it don't cost nothing. Like, everything you're trying to do is there already. It's just about, you know what I mean, you doing the research. Like, that's the number one thing that people will call and be like, yo, Wilder, how you do this? I'll be like, and I'll send it to them, screenshot. I'll be like, I just Googled it, bro.
Yeah.
It was like, crazy. When you sent it over, we were like, oh, this is what a deck is?
Nah, that's a fact.
And we was like, all right. We should use that. They put this here.
We have no experience. You know, I'm a financial advisor, choice, an educator. We just coming into the podcast game. So we just learning as we go. So when you sent that to me, I'm like, oh, okay, this makes sense. This is how we supposed to actually format it so we can get advertising.
You know what? We got
to
write a bio about ourselves.
We just copied. Yeah, like, exactly. Like, we didn't know that.
All you doing is like, one deck is the same deck. Some doings might be fancier, but all that shit is the same stuff. And it's about just... when you see it, I know when you see it, he was like, yo, this is like simple. We can do this shit. Like, it ain't nothing. You know what I mean? And it be real like that. Like, I just be trying to help people on the aspect of, like, I get my blessings, you know, from helping people. Like, it ain't, you know, it ain't like I'm looking for that turn. Like, they're just trying to school people and help people. Like, because, like, I get excited when I can find somebody that want to listen. Because a lot of people might blow me off, like, damn, dude, crazy, tripping. And they don't understand that I'm very informative. Like, dudes used to call me, some dudes used to call me the information king in jail because I used to always give up information. Mm. That was my thing. Yo, my girl trying to start this. Oh, yeah, she need this. Get with L&I. Here go this. Here go to LLC. Here, if she don't want the LLC, yeah, she get a DBA, doing business ass, fictitious name application. What is that? Boom, boom, we can go to, like, I used to always be on that time. Like, you know what I mean? It was just like, you want to start a food truck? Oh, hey, I got to print out a food truck. Here go all these things that the L&I want you to have. You got to have the sink right here. You got to have this in there. You got to have this. It got to be this many feet. Here go all the paperwork right here. So it was like, that was my thing. You know what I mean? So coming out here, that shit easy.
And I know a video that I really like, one of my favorite videos of you is when you talk about like relationships. Like, a lot of times people scared to like know new friends and like they scared to build relationships with people, but you like, how you going to
grow? That's leverage, like, for me. Like, coming in the black community, like, a lot of times in the black community, we don't want to mess with nobody that we don't know. Mm-hmm. But in reality, a lot of times the people we know, they don't really mess with us when we try to start something to do something. Yeah, like, right. You'll be like, oh, I don't mess with this person. I don't mess with this person. You don't even mess with the people. I understand. You don't even mess with the people that you supposed to mess with or they supposed to mess with you. So it would just be crazy. It'd just be like, it's a mindset that people got to get rid of in order to win.
Yeah, that was the post today, right? It was like, yo, invest in the people who are interested in you.
Yeah, you got to invest in people that's just like, that's going to invest in you, man. I don't really be caring, man. Like, I go and talk to anybody, man. I don't care who you is. Like I will walk up to you and say, start talking to you. I would DM you and go right into full-blown conversation like I know you.
No, that's a fact. Like I said, when you DM me and we spoke for like 2 hours, like, I never spoke to you ever in life. You DM me like, yo, what's your number? I text you my number. And we spoke for like 2 hours. That's the first time we spoke. And I'm like, yo, this is just a genuine dude, because it was like, Yeah. He didn't ask for nothing. He just wanted to just have a conversation, yeah, just give information.
I listen, because what it is like, you sharpen my blade too, because it's information. It's an energy and informational exchange, a value exchange. I know you had something going on with this, and I knew that, like, from the pieces I was seeing you throwing out, I was like, yo, that shit was decent. Like, I was just so fascinated with that, because I never seen nobody do that on social media. And I'm like, yo, these boys is next level. And I wanted to let you know, like, yo, bro, you next level. This some shit. Keep doing this shit. Ain't nobody doing this. You really could kill them.
Yeah.
Because, like, y'all put out the type of information the weirds, though. It could catch the dude that's working in corporate America. It could catch the kid that's going to, you know, wherever, you know, a PWI, predominantly white institution, or a kid that's going to HBCU. Mm-hmm. It could catch the person that's working at KFC. It could catch the boy that's in the trap house selling dope.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Like, because, like, the way y'all put the title, the way y'all be like, damn, you know. Like, when y'all did that one joint, one of the major best joints is when y'all was talking about Supreme. Mm. How Supreme gave Cam yeah. and them, like, $10,000, Jim Jones and them, to promote it, and they wind up selling it for a billion years later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How to utilize the culture to elevate their stuff, and then they said, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's major, you know?
Yeah. Just giving it to them in a way they can digest it, man.
Yeah, it's digest. Y'all shit is digestible. It's simplistic and it's digestible.
Yeah.
And that's major. For y'all to be, you're an educator, you're a finance, like, for y'all to be on a high level, y'all were smart enough to understand, I got to talk to my people where they are. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Even though some people might be up here, but I'm going to talk to it where everybody get it.
That's a fact. I wanted to ask you, too, before we go to the last segment, consistency, because you're, like, one of the most consistent people
I've
seen. Like, you really be on it. Like, how important is that? And, like, how do you post? Do you have your post already set the night before? Like, you know, like, the schedule already?
No, I get up sometime and bang them out. Sometimes I might bang out a bunch in the day. It always depends on where I'm at with it, because it's like, with me, it's like, it's just a feeling. Like, I might know, like, I'm getting up tomorrow at, like, 5 and I'm wilding the fuck out.
Yeah. Now, it's dope, because, like, I thought, like, maybe, and every time we do an interview, it's different with the person who comes. Usually, there'll be like 2 or 3 people with them, or they have a videographer, and you come and it's just you, and you're like, yeah, it's just me. Like, I'm curing everything. I'm putting the phone.
Because it's like, a lot of people, they ain't ready for that shit.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people say they want to go, but they don't be ready, man. I had a lot of bad experiences with videographers. They ain't turning my shit around on time. They hold my stuff. I'm like, I'm not dealing with this.
You just took control of it all.
I got to take care of the people. I can't take care of the people if you hold me up.
Mm.
No, that's a fact. All right, so we're going to head to the last time. We're going to talk about the number one podcast, your podcast, and merch and
million
some other
dollars.
Stuff as well, for sure.
Me.
All right, so we're going to finish it out. I want to talk about the podcast, though, because we got a podcast.
Yeah.
But so you got a podcast with your cousin, Gilly.
Shout out to Gilly.
Y'all tearing it up, man. Y'all tearing it up on audio. Y'all tearing it up on YouTube. What was the idea for that? Because that's actually dope, too, because y'all got two different... I look at you as, like, two different brands. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's, like, two different brands. It's two completely different brands. Your family, obviously. But that's actually a dope... Like, even from a business standpoint, it's like, all right, Gilly got his following. You got your following. Was that the idea? Like, yo, let's just combine this and, like, really just blow it out the water?
Yeah. Gilly always been doing this thing. Cuz always been doing this thing with $1 million worth of game. They giving up that stuff on Insta for years. Yeah. I'm talking about for years. He been doing this shit for like 10 years.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And and me and him we's always together. They was like, damn, start a podcast. Cause we always together tripping out, doing us, living our life. We just documenting our life because we still on some shit. Like, I came home from prison. We still on some shit like before I went. Like, young, we just be tripping out all day. That's how we, you know, we live. We don't give. Like, we really don't care. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think the first time I ever heard the word nut ass was like Gilly calling you that.
That's like a Philly saying, nut ass nigga. You know what I mean?
Shout out to Philly.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So it was like, the people kept asking about that podcast. Y'all need a podcast. And we did it. And it just like took, You know, I even called you about some.
Yeah, I was about to say, like,
I called you like, yo, man, how you, you know what I mean?
Yes, I
mean,
I was on that call. I remember it was like humbling to me because I'm like, yo, Wallo's accent.
I asked questions.
One thing
that's good about me, I asked stuff what type mics you do, type of this, that, third, because I was just going to shoot with my iPhone. You know what I mean? Like, I shoot Where's Wallo. I ain't care.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, we can't do that because we got to get the audio. And I was like, all right, cool, cuz. Because, you know, I'm cool. I just go.
Yo, at that point, I was like, yo, I felt like an engineer. I'm like, yo, he just asked me what we're using, how we recording.
No, that's how you.
I'm like,
listen,
damn,
one thing about
bro,
me.
We,
one thing about
we
me.
Validated now.
I take advantage of information. I take advantage of the axe. Meaning, you got to ask somebody. Like people be out here thinking, oh, I got it all. Fuck no. Nah. I'm going to ask you, so at least I get some game. And if I mess up, and you told me what was right, that's on me.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna ask you if I know you doing it and you making it happen. I'm like, yo, how you do this? You see what I'm saying?
Nah, it's dope for me because, like you said, before that call, you called me before you started the podcast because we had a podcast going already, and you was like, yo, we about to start this podcast, and you asked me like who we use. We use Anchor. I'm like, we use Anchor, and I was telling you like different stuff like that, and it was dope for me to watch that, like, to where it is now, to like the number one podcast.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's killing, like, you me. Literally, but that just goes
but see,
to
this
show.
Was crazy. The only thing I didn't done, it was a brother named in Philly named Prince Donnell. Right.
Shout out to Prince Donnell. He came on the podcast.
Prince Donnell. One thing about him, I called him one time. He put me down with Buzzsprout.
Mm-hmm.
He was, I was like, damn, because I was like, yo, because I seen that y'all thing was a little more elaborate. His thing was more simplistic. He just had a joint.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, man, what joint you use, man? He said, wow, I use Buzzsprout. He sent me the joint. Like, here go the package to get. I ain't get the package because we wound up going to the studio where they had anything in there.
Yeah.
But he sent me the package of what to get. He was like, yo, get this Wallo. And he was like, this the platform I use, Buzzsprout.
Mm.
I was like, what's it? He said, man, they give you all your analytics. They spit you everywhere. They put you on Apple, Spotify, boom, boom, boom. All you do is upload it there and it go everywhere. You set the date. I was like, oh, this shit like DistroKid or like TuneCore.
Yeah, like TuneCore.
He was like, yeah, man. And then it was like, it was a wrap.
We had that conversation too. I'm like, yeah, they send it to different outlets, And so to see it number one in a short period of time.
Rose very quickly. The first day we came out, we went all the way up to number two in comedy. Then we went all the way to number four in every podcast on Apple that day. So that was dope. You know what I mean? Then we went, you know what I mean? We was in music category. We did number one 17 weeks straight.
Congratulations on that.
Numbers is crazy.
So like the podcast, right? Because we have a podcast, obviously. So I always tell people, like, there's different business opportunities off of that. So, like, now you do, like, live shows, right?
You can do live shows. You got live shows. You got merch. You got advertising dollars. All that stuff, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like if you got a podcast, you got
YouTube.
YouTube money. Yeah, that's sick.
So you got to let's not breeze over that.
But what I'm saying is this. If you got a podcast, this is how you make it. You got the YouTube money. You got your merch. You got your live show. You got to catch. Man, I don't care if you did a live show. Like, a lot of people be thinking, oh, you need all these people. You might do a live show for 30 people in charge. You might do a live show for 50. But you build it up, you create a great experience, a dope experience, you know, and you might go barter the spot, the location, create a dope experience, and people going to tell other people and they're going to build up. Now, you make money off the YouTube, the merch, the live show, the ad dollars. You see what I'm saying? That's where you cake up off of here. Ad dollars is like this. A lot of people think, the reality is, it's over like, what, million podcasts?
Yeah, definitely.
It's close to a million podcasts. The 1% of podcasts is the ones that do like 50,000 plus per episode. We're part of that. $1 million worth of game is one part of that 1% of the podcast industry.
Per week or for a 30-day stretch?
Per episode.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Every episode, gotcha. Not just the week. Like the episode, because the week we might do something stupid, but the week we you go crazy.
Yeah.
But like each episode, you know what I mean, within that we gonna do 50.
Okay.
So it's like, or more. So it's like our number one joint did like one something.
100,000?
Yeah, our first joint, that shit just did crazy. But like the whole thing is like understanding that once you get them numbers, like everybody ain't gonna get the Joe Buttons deal. Mm-hmm. Everybody's not gonna sign the big deals or whatever. But what you can do is this. If you have a podcast and it's a local podcast, like get your own local, even though you put on a podcast thing, it's national, it's like everywhere, it's global.
Yeah, global, it's fact.
But if you could build your brand up enough, you could be able to approach local businesses, like there's no rules to who can sponsor you or who could pay for ads on your podcast. You get the corner, if the corner store want to say, you know what I mean, this is Mike's Corner Store, this is Mike Hoagie Shop, or this what's the name, Cheesesteak, or this what's
Charlie's
name,
Car Dealership.
Charlie Hot Dip, or the Car Dealer Shop, I'm talking about, I don't care, or this clothing line, independent clothing line. Anybody can sponsor your podcast. And we come up, yeah, how you doing? How you doing? This is the Get Down podcast, you know, and we sponsored by Mikey's T-shirts. It could be sponsored by anybody. Stop thinking that, you know, you just got to figure out what is the worth. And it's cool to build up. Like, they might be, you might have somebody sponsoring your podcast, and they might not be giving you money. They might be giving you the location to do it in. You might have somebody sponsoring your podcast, and they might buy you the equipment. They might buy you better mics, and they might buy you better earphones, whatever. Like, it might don't be about money. It might be a barter. You see what I'm saying? Somebody might sponsor your podcast. It depends on what you're looking for. I'm just saying, everybody ain't probably don't get the money. You might have somebody to just give you the food for every time you have a podcast. Yeah. Like, it's different things, man. You might go and get with a what's some places that they sell the mics and the speakers and all that.
Guitar Center.
Guitar Center. Yeah. You might get a sponsor from Guitar Center. They might sponsor your equipment, make sure you got new stuff. And you say, yeah, this is brought to you by Guitar Center. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to understand, like, in this podcast game, it's just like, there's no real top flight structure on it. How you could be, like, how you know what I mean?
No rules.
Like, yeah. You really could create your own world and could create your own success off of this stuff. I'm talking about just anything that you could think of. I'm talking about anything. It could be a peanut company. It could be anything. I'm talking about it could be R&S Strauss. It could be AutoZone. It could be, I don't know. It could be just anything. It could be a print shop. I mean, they can sponsor you. So have that outlook of I can step to anybody. But make sure you got your infrastructure together. You got your introduction kit together. And just go at people, man. But think about it. Anybody.
That's a fact.
That's part of being independent, too.
Yeah,
right? Because if you're under an umbrella of somebody else, then there might be some language in there where you couldn't do it. But being independent is key in part in that
major
process.
So one thing you said about, women always, they show a lot of love and they give game and all that. And your lady's an entrepreneur.
Yeah,
right?
She ain't no joke. She's a monster. She give me game. Like, she give me game. Like, we'll be sitting back laying in bed and just trading game. Mm. God's intentions, motivation, education. We good with that. We play like, it's like ping pong. She'll say something, I'll be like, damn. She'll be like, yeah, that's, I'll say something. She'll be like, damn. I'll be like, damn, man, yeah. So, and it's real nurturing when you got somebody that you can shoot back and forth and they and that mind is there, that mind of understanding marketing, understanding the game, understanding the temperature of or the environment, understanding that's major.
Yeah, because I tell people that all the time. It's like, your partner could either make or break you. Like, you know,
yeah, either they gonna hold you down or hold you up.
That's a fact.
That's an absolute fact.
That's a gem.
that's a fact.
That's a gem for sure. Yeah. What made you want to get into the trademark game and all? Because I know you got a lot of.
Like I told you, it was a guy in jail that gave me the game. Like, he was an intellectual property attorney. It was arrested, and he gave me the game about trademarks, and I used to read about it. And then I was always curious about brands, and I was, you know, growing up, you see that logo
TM thing,
and you see that R. Mm-hmm. Two pages of what's name, like, what that? And then you realize something like trademark registered. Yeah. It was deep, you know?
Because so, New York versus the world, that's you.
That's
right?
Mine. New York versus the world is mine. Atlanta versus the world is mine. Philadelphia versus the world is mine. Houston versus the world is mine. Wallow 267 is mine. We own $1 million worth of game.
What about it's just like that?
No, that's not mine. Ain't this crazy?
I love that.
That's crazy.
Man.
Yeah, it's
that's
cool.
Not yours?
No, somebody had that, but it's cool.
Damn. We ain't gonna say anything.
It's always money in Atlanta, Philadelphia, all that stuff. Like New York.
Always money in real estate.
Always money in real estate. That's big. I forgot about that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like, you know, it's so much more, but it's like, I believe, you know, just trademark your stuff. It's simple. A couple hundred dollars, man.
Are you trademarking it on just the merch or being used in any form?
Like, basically, I basically trademark it for what I use it for. You know what I mean? It's too many categories.
That's something we have to learn,
like,
too.
It's like 30 categories. But that's like I said, we learned that on the fly, too. Like, we trademarked assets over liability. We trademarked Earn Your Leisure. And I didn't know that when you trademark something, it's not just like I trademark it. It's like 12 different categories.
Yeah, what category are you doing it for?
Sports. Like, it's like
entertainment.
So many,
like you got furniture. Like, you ain't going to trademark it for furniture.
Exactly.
You ain't gonna have furniture.
It's like, what's the point? Right. Yeah.
Like, you ain't going to trademark it for steel or irons and shit, you know what I mean? So it's like, it's different stuff.
Yeah,
but that fabric,
different countries too.
Different countries too.
Yeah, it's dope, and it's like all this stuff is just, we just learning. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the whole thing with the podcast. It's like, it's so much stuff that we don't know. It's like, we just learn.
But what I like, y'all learn and y'all give it out.
That's it. That's the key.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key.
Learning the key and give it right back.
So speaking of the podcast, you got an announcement, man. By the time this episode drops, you got.
Yeah, we signed a partnership with Barstool Sports, and it was a great partnership. Just a nice partnership. Weirdo. They coming in and they helping us. They really putting gasoline on the situation, and they understand our brand. They respect it. We keep our creative control because it's a partnership.
Dope.
You know what I mean? We didn't sell our brand. We didn't sell. You know what I mean? Sell our stuff and. It's great, man. It, like, this stuff, you know, we did that within, like, 37 episodes, 36.
That quick.
We closed it down.
That
you know
quick.
What I mean? We was able to negotiate something. We was in talk with other companies like Spotify, mm-hmm. you know, other people. And it was, like, it's great, man. It was, like, it was all great combos, man. Yeah. Everybody came at us right. You know, we went with the company we felt as though there's going to be it's gonna be more mutually beneficial for both of us, and we gonna be able to win.
Yeah, man,
to win the team.
Congrats on that, man.
Yeah, congratulations for sure. And what you said is like, when you get high, it's like the law of inertia. Like, once something gets moving, it's it. Like, and I always tell people all the time, like, when you have a spark of fire, you got to throw gasoline on it.
You got to, and it's the gasoline.
Got
to throw
gasoline on it.
It's the gas. This is serious, guys. This is the gas station.
Gas station.
And fuego.
Wallow, man, I appreciate that, man. Thank you for joining us, man.
Shout out to Philly, man.
I had to come and show y'all some love. Y'all keep doing y'all thing. Y'all gonna be big. Y'all in the space by yourself. Y'all giving up game. Y'all educating our people. Y'all making our people want to look forward to information. That's major. When y'all could, because y'all, because it's like it's digestible. It's, you know, and you know, it's just so simplistic. And that's major. You know, I think sometimes people get the education and they just want to be so far up.
Yeah.
They just try to throw just to show that they smart. Y'all not trying to show y'all smart. Y'all want everybody to be smart. And that's major, man. And I think y'all going to do big things. Keep doing the live show. Keep the merch company. Keep building partnerships with, you know, brands and companies that's going to add value to what y'all going and can enhance y'all visibility out here. And I think everything is going to play out, man. Y'all ain't got nothing to worry about, man.
Appreciate that, bro.
Troy, some housekeeping items?
Yeah. Shout out to everybody on Patreon.com. That is our Proud to Pay program. As you know, we put bonus content. You get the episodes early. You get to talk to Rashad and myself. If you're a Tier 4 or 5 member, you know you have access to EYL University, our online school. That is moving crazy. Obviously, we have our merch on. So shout out to everybody that's been supporting the merch on EarnYourLeisure.com. Shaw, you want to talk about? Oh, wait, before I go, I got to give a shout out to some new members on Patreon because they be like, oh, man, you ain't shout me out. So I want to give a big shout out to Elisa, shout out to Kyle, and shout out to Maurice. Maurice actually is a Tier 4 member, so you have access to Tier 4.
Maurice!
And 5. Shout out to you. And EYL University, 3 times a week we are on there. We have a Monday episode with Matt talking about different topics in real estate. Wednesday, we have a guest webinar. A lot of times it's our alumni that come on, so definitely check them out. And then Thursday, Rashad and myself, I don't even know why I say Rashad. Shadi and myself, we do a different business lesson. So that's dope. And we got EYL Espanol launching in 2020. So it's time, y'all. Every community needs to have financial literacy, and we're going to make sure that we are the pillars that can provide that.
Yeah, EYL University, that's the – we started our own school. So we teach 3 classes a week.
It's whole lot of games. Whole lot of game.
Whole lot of game. That's $1 million worth of game.
$1 million worth of game.
$1 million worth of
that's
game.
A fact.
Big
that's
fact.
A fact. Don't forget ATL, January 25th, 26th. We are coming. We bring everybody with us. It's going to be huge, huge, huge. We're going to do it real, real big for the city. The whole A is going to come out. Looking forward to it. Book tip of the week, none other than our guy, Maurice Claret. One and done.
Oh, ain't that something?
One and done. Yeah,
that's right.
Maurice.
Make sure that's my man.
That's my guy, man.
The legend.
He's a good dude, man.
The legend.
He's actually, you introduced me to him.
Yeah.
And we developed our own relationship after that. And he hits me.
I told you.
Yeah, he's a good dude, man.
Because seen you, he was like, I mess with them. I said, that's my guy. And I jumped right on the phone. Hold up. Call right through. Yo, listen. Yeah, Reese on the phone. Oh, yeah? Go ahead, talk.
Yeah, that's dope.
For sure. So. Yeah, man. Thank you guys for rocking with us. We'll see you next week. Peace.
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 Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.